So he works with a certain medrash a few times. It's an interesting medrash. And Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav. He says, "Vayhi b'shar v'chamar shalom de'ebed v'shifcha." I got in, when I was in Hasid Lavan, a shah and a chamar. Actually says it was Lashon Yochid, it means many. He got oxen and donkeys, sown, sheep, out of the ship. So the Medrash has a drash on this particular these things. The Medrash says that the shah is Zeh Mashuach Muhammad. This is Mashuach Muhammad. Chamor is the Melech HaMashiach. The Chamor is Melech HaMashiach. And Tzom, Eru Yisrael, is the Bnei Yisrael. And Eru B'Shifchos, it says, Eini Avodim Adi Bnei. The Jews are like servants of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eru B'Shifchos. So, yeah. So now he says like this. So the Shem Yisrael wants to say Pshat in this particular medrash. And why, here obviously there's an emphasis on the two Mashiachim. So he says like this. He says that really, a person obviously is a combination of guf and nefesh, the physical part and the spiritual. Now, when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, just like we have a side which is Tov, we also have, unfortunately, a side which is Ra. That's where the world was created. Ra and against the Tov. So, the Guf, in terms of Tzad Hara, the Guf is for Taivus. I mean, the Ra, the bad side of which the Guf creates, is for these excessive lusts. It's a pleasure seeking, so we call tavot. And in the nefesh, the main problem which we have with our in our spiritual side is the problem of gaiva. This is a major theme in I think the Ariya Kodesh said it, that the main spiritual sin or the flaw in people is gaiva, pride. That's why Pigot says, have a shval ruach. You should be very much shval ruach, because on the reverse side, gaiva is the source of almost all sin, we'll soon see. So there are two kinds, basically, there are two problems which we have. One is the tavot of the guf, and the other is that the nefesh or neshama is very proud as a gaiva. And from these two, the weaknesses within the human being is where all the chatoim come from. So he said in the name of his grandfather, the Kutzke, who was well known for sharp saying. The Kutzke said that we should know that the main yetzahara of being a baal gaava, pride, comes after a person has removed all his desires for physical pleasure. After a person already has conquered all the Yetzer Hara for Taiva, for physical pleasures, that's when the real Yetzer Hara comes in, that's when the Skyva comes in, because now he thinks he's a tzaddik. So now he's going to really teach sense, because he thinks he's a tzaddik. That's what Kuska said.
Isn't there a whole story with the cause from his death then, trying to restrain himself from screaming the Shema, like he was struggling with himself because he was afraid the guy didn't get to say the Shema too loudly?
Oh, guy. Okay, so now, of course, we're in our situation, we're in Golis, so we have to work on both of these floors. The floor of Deep Achrei Taibus, the Guf, and the Deep Achrei Kavod and Gaiva, which is the Neshama. So he says, that this really are the two Mashiachim, the Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben David. One, Yosef and David, represent the other side, the Tzaddikim, which are against these two sides of the evil, of the Ra, the Klipa, of the other side. So he says that Mashiach ben Yosef, Yosef, Koach of Yosef is to control the Ta'avot HaGuf. Because Yosef, we know, was continuously tempted with Ta'avot HaGuf, with Agaios, from Eches Potiphar, then when he became a Viceroy, all the women, it says, and the Torah says, Donos Sodos Aleshur, all the girls, he knew he was a bachelor. He wasn't happy. But anyway, you can have more than one wife in those days. So they all wanted to marry him. He was very young, handsome, and very most powerful. So they all trying to get him. It was very hard for it would be impossible for a regular human being to stand for that temptation. But Yosef was so great that he withstood all the temptations. So Yosef is, for that he's called the Tzaddik. And Yosef is known as the Shomer Abris, the one who kept. This is a Kubris Mila, is a symbol of control of Tavot. So Yosef is always the symbol of Shmiras Abris. Yosef is the one who will, who happened in the past, and his progeny or his Mashiach, there will be, if Gemara mentions in a few places, that there will be a Mashiach ben Yosef. The first Mashiach will be Mashiach ben Yosef. He will be Masakein the Chatonim, which have to do with Ta'avot HaGuf. Later on, we'll see later how this happens. Now, once this Mashiach ben Yosef does what he's supposed to do, and Klai Yisrael will become Tzaddikim in terms of Ta'avot HaGuf, then will be a tremendous battle against the Yetzer Hara becoming a Baal Gava of Gaiva. The way the Kotzke Rebbe said. So then Mashiach ben David will come. And David and Melech, David was the chief, so to speak, or the leader of Anibus, of being humble and simple, of not thinking one, because all of Tehillim is continuously filled with how he's so humble and feels low, simple person. So this is the avodah of Mashiach ben David. These are the two things which Yaakov Avinu says he has coming with him and his children. He has the koach of Yosef, and he has the koach of David, the koach of the Yosef to fight the Tavos HaGuf, the koach of David to fight the Yetzer of Gaiva. Now, it says that's why these are mentioned in Shor and Chamor. Shor is Yosef. Why? Because the whole point of Mashiach ben Yosef is to try to change the gaiva or the lave. Now, the lave, when the person's about gaiva, his heart is very, very hard. He's so enraptured with himself that he has no room for feelings to anybody else. He's only wrapped up with himself. So it's basically a lave even. It's a heart of stone. So the Mashiach ben Hashor, an ox, the basic work of an ox is to plow, is to cholesh, to soften up the ground. Mashiach ben Yosef's job is to change the lave even and to make it a lave of basa. As it says in Yechezkel, Vasirosi is lave for even, Mitzachem and Asadlachem lave basa. And then the Mashiach ben David represents the chamor, the donkey, because it says in Zechariah that the Mashiach will be an oni rochev ala chamor. And a chamor is a very humble creature. Chamor, a shor is very proud. Of course, an ox, and he goes berserk. He got shorish, shoriyehu. An ox is very proud of himself. He can't insult an ox. A donkey takes insults and abuse all the time. People kick donkeys and beat donkeys, and they don't do anything. is a donkey. So a donkey is a very humble animal. It's the most humble animal. It's a symbol of Hachna. So Mashiach ben David, since David represents Anivus and Hachna, that's why the Zechariah Navi says that the Mashiach will come with an Ani, Rochev ala Chama. Chama meaning very, very humble, very, very simple, unassuming, not proud. So that's why the Medrash here says that he said, I have a shawl. The shawl represents the Mashiach ben Yosef, and I have a chamor, which is the Mashiach ben David. That's one to stand. He says, just before you move on, he says that we should know that on Shabbos, Shabbos, of course, knows the Ein Olam Haba. So within every Shabbos, you have these two bechinos, these two aspects, the Yosef aspect, the Mashiach ben Yosef aspect, and the Mashiach ben David aspect. Because, first of all, as far as the Mashiach ben Yosef, which means to overcome the tava for chomrius, the desire for physical pleasures, on Shabbos, that's replaced with a desire for kedusha. Jew on Shabbos has a neshama yaseva, so he's seeking spirituality. He's not into physical pleasures like he is doing the rest of the week. Because this is a drive for kedusha. And then, also on Shabbos, in the tchina of David, because on Shabbos there's an inyan of shvisa, of not doing anything. Not doing anything means that a person doesn't really have anything to be proud of, because you're very proud of your accomplishments during the week. I did this, I did that, I made $1 million in the stock market, so I'm very proud of myself, I'm a genius, picked the right stock, I did my math exams. But in Shabbos you basically sit back and don't do anything. So it's an inyan of Hachna, of Anivus. So in Shabbos you also have to call out of Mashiach ben David. Now, this is one piece. Now, another piece is like this. This is another piece. So there's another medrash which is similar, which says as follows. Yehili shor v'chamor, shor is Yosef. It says, b'chor shor v'hadala, the Torah and the blessing called Yosef a shor. B'chor shor v'hadala. Yaakov Avinu gave him the blessing. Chamor is Yisachar. It says, Yisachar chamor gorem. Yaakov Avinu calls Yisachar chamor and the blessing. Says that he tells Esav, I have a shor v'chamor. I have Yosef, who's a shor, and I have Yisachar. It's a little different. I have Yisachar. The different measures. The first measure spoke about Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Now he's saying I have just my son Yosef as a shor, my son Yisachar as a chamor. What is this? He says like this. Esav went, and Esav. This is a very interesting piece, by the way. Esav went and married Yishmael. What's the idea of Esav marrying? Esav married a daughter of Yishmael. By the way, now also there's an alliance. America is Esav, Edom, and Yishmael. Esav, the Arabs. So the Arabs and the West are allied against Yisrael. So Esav goes with Yishmael. Why does Esav go with Yishmael? Because he wants to do something against Yaakov. Obviously it was after Yaakov got the bracha, so it says. Esav was all upset, so he went and got married to all Yishmael. What was that? He made an alliance, he says. They became allies. What's Shabbos like this? You know that the spiritual world is divided into the right side and the left side. The yamin and the small. Just like we ourselves are right and left, right? So the whole world, so to speak, has a right and a left. And we know from Kabbalah that, let's say, Tzad HaTov, in the good part of the world, the Tzad of Kedusha, the Yamin is Chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yad Yamin, so to speak. This is Chesed, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yad Smol, is Din. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Chesed, Yamino, and Din, Mismol. Yudkei Bavkei, the Shem of Achim, is on the Yamin, and Elokim, the Shem of Din, is on the Smol. This is Yad Yamin. Now, just as you have Kedusha, a Yamin and a Smol, Chesed versus Din, you also have, now let me just maybe give you understand why we say that, because Chesed means expansion, Chesed represents expansion. What is chesed? Chesed means I give out. Kadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol gives out from himself. He pours goodness into the world. Or I, in a small sense, a little human being, I give a little toll to a poor person. So I'm giving of myself, a give or money, whatever. So you're giving out. The yad yamin is a strong yad. It gives out. It's strong. It pours out with its koach of chesed, of goodness. Chesed. The small is a weak yad. The small can't give out. The small basically restrains, keeps things back. The small can't throw. You can't throw anything. When the person wants to throw something, he's a baseball player, he's a righty. So what does he throw? With his right hand. If the left hand he doesn't throw, left hand he catches. Means he pulls things in with the left. The right hand you throw, the left hand you receive. So the left hand is restraint. Something which protects that which exists. It doesn't give out, but what exists is protected on the left. That's din. Din is simson, in other words, to keep what we have in place. We shouldn't lose it. So we have a law of system of justice. So people shouldn't, things shouldn't get destroyed. So justice keeps it in place. Okay. This is Bitzad HaTov. Then you have Bitzad HaRa. You also have a Yamin and a Smol. You have a Bitzad of Tumah, the Klipa, also a Yamin and a Smol. So what is this? This is Yishmael and Esau. So like this, Yishmael is the Yamin of the Klipa. And Esau is the Smol of the Klipa. What does that mean? Because you know like this. Zek neged zek. So in the Yamin of the Klipa, since the Kedusha is Chesed, in the Klipa, means in the bad side, these would be the Tavot of Chumriot. We said before that one, there are two major areas of human failure, or tests, or spiritual tests. One is Tavot HaChumriot. How does one control one's physical desires for pleasures? This pleasure, that pleasure. So Yishmael, and this is the opposite of chesed, because chesed for tov. This is the chesed of, the Torah in fact speaks about when one of the arayos, the Torah says, of a man, a brother with a sister, the Torah says chesed, it's a kind of a chesed. It's an excessiveness. It's an excessive, in other words, the idea of chumrius is when there's an excessive chumrius, and as a person really gets into it. Tavo means that it's beyond what you would logically say. I mean, logic, let's say, was coming with, when talk about, let's say, even most of the Tavo, to eat food. So what's Pshat? It's a type of eat food. How do you know it's a type? So it's just like this. If he only eats what the doctors and all the diets and what's healthy, so fine, he's eating in order to live. So he'll eat a few cucumbers, a few tomatoes, a couple of apples, one maybe a piece of bread, and that's his diet every day. Then you can't say it's a Baal Taiva. But if beyond what he needs to stay healthy, he goes on and he eats steaks and pizzas and who knows what, so then there's a Taiva there, so he likes food. It's an excess. So the Taiva for Chumrius is the same thing as Gil Arayis. If a person follows what the Torah says, he has one wife and he's loyal to his wife, and he follows the halacha, the chosmida, and all the dinim, when he should be with his wife, and he should not be with his wife. So fine, so this is the right way. The Torah gave it. We have a good. We're supposed to do the right things with the good. But if he goes beyond that, besides his wife, he has another girlfriend, and who knows what, who's getting involved, he's a type, it's an excessiveness. Yes.
So it means in the past, when it says chesed, it means like a 2-minute chesed?
It's excessive. In other words, you're supposed to get mad, but not with the system.
Unrestrained expansion.
Too much expansion. Expansion into the wrong direction. So this, so chesed is expansion, it's yamin, but there's an expansion which is good, and there's expansion which is no good. And this, he says, represented by Yishmael. Yishmael is the klipa of Taiva. Because the Torah calls Yishmael Pera Adam. And Per is a wild donkey. There are two kinds of donkeys, he says. And not that I know, but he says. He says that there's a domesticated donkey and then there's a wild donkey, Pera. We call a wild donkey a Pera in Tanakh. So he says, the wild donkey is completely given over to Taiva. Completely given over to Taiva. That's what the wild donkey does. Domesticated donkey also has Taiva, but not so bad. But so if a Shmuel is called Pera, wild donkey means has to, and don't forget the word Chamor. Chamor, it means Chumrius. Chamor and Chomer are the same word. So Chamor and Chomer, so Yishmael, who is compared to a Chamor, Pera, wild donkey, is in a Chumrius. So they're very much into Taibus and Olam Hazeh, Yishmael. Yishmael is into pleasures. You know that just as it's in the Everleaf, the Arabian Nights, 1001 Arabian Nights. So all the whole big thing in the culture of Yishmael is physical pleasure. The Olam Haba, the Rambam writes about it in one of his points. He says, it's a such foolish concept. He says the Mishnah Torah, he says that the Yishmaelim are so foolish that they're Olam Haba, they think is having a big harem, 1,000 women, as much food as you want. They have no spiritual concept of Olam Haba. The whole concept is something very, very more taiva than you can have in Olam Hazeh. So it's such a foolish concept. That's why we live in Olam Hazeh and go through all these suffering just to have more Olam Hazeh. The Rambam said it doesn't make sense. Who needs this Olam Hazeh? More Olam Hazeh is going to be the... See, that, but that's Yishmael. Yishmael, his concept, his whole thing is chomer. To really enjoy what they have, enjoy the food, enjoy the women, enjoy the whisk, whatever else they're trying. So Yishmael is that sound, title. What's Esav? Esav is on the other side. Esav is already the Tzad Smol. The Tzad Smol, we said, is not expansion so much, but retrenching. Now, Esav is like this. Esav, we know that the big thing in Esav is the Yetzer Hara of Gaiva. We said that there's two Yetzer Hara, two major areas of danger, spiritual dangers. One is Tavot HaChomer, let the Guf take control and lead us down too much excessive pleasure. And then the Kotzker made a point that the greatest Yetzirah after that, even if you conquer the whole Tavos HaGuf, you have an unbelievably different but more even dangerous Yetzirah, is the Yetzirah which is in a spiritual Yetzir of Gaiva, man's pride. Because he explains someplace else that really man has a reason to be very proud, because we come from very, very high. We're even greater than angels. We have kochos and nefesh, which make us even greater than him. We come straight from the Kodesh Baruch himself. So Mamela, there might be a basis to be proud. However, we should understand that maybe compared to animals, we're better. Maybe compared to angels, we have things. But what are we compared to the Rabbanu Shlomo? Nothing. So we shouldn't be proud. And every person should understand his own personal limitations. Even humanity as a whole is a very special creature, creation. But each individual knows his own failings, so what's there to be so proud of that? So, but this is unbelievable Yetzer Hara, that this is the other, the Tzad Smol, this is the Yetzer Hara of getting so much into oneself that I'm blinded by everything except myself. It's a retrenchment. In other words, the opposite of the Yetzer Hara of Chesed. The Yetzer Hara of Chesed of Taiva is, I have to enjoy everything in life, I have to do this and do that, this pleasure, that's the Klipa of Yishmael. The Klipa of Esav is Esav is so into himself, he sees nothing else in the world, only himself. He is the center of the universe, and he is the Apsiot. This is the Klipa of Esav.
In ancient Rome, all the statues, like of the gods, everything was very anthropomorphic, very...
Right, that's very good, because we see, and Mendy says, we see that the Greeks and Romans, their gods were human forms. And even in Christianity, they took a human being and made it a god, because of this spiritual egocentric, egocentrism, egoism. That Esav is into man. What is American culture? What is American culture today? Who is America?
Yeah.
Me, I, man. You think that man created the universe when you read a New York Times, right, or anybody who's intellectuals. You think that man created the universe instead of recognizing the truth that man is a lowly being who lives for 70 years and he winds up in the dirt, below the dirt. It's a very interesting thing that the Chassidish Rebbe once said. The Chassidish Rebbe, I forgot who it was, he was walking on the dirt. He was walking on out on the field, you know, in the dirt, on his ground. And he looked at the ground and he said, "Ground, you're so special. Here it is. I'm walking on you. And you don't complain that I'm stepping all over you and doing this to you and that. You don't say anything. And I'm way above you. But of course, you know one day you're going to cover me. That's why now you're silent. You're silent now. One day you'll cover me. And I can be so proud." See the shadow and said to the ground. Yeah. So the point is, but Western culture, who talks about that? Western culture, we only talk about the person himself is so great. Godless heart. So this is Esav. Esav is into himself. This is the people in the small, which is Gassus Ruach. And Gassus Ruach leads to unbelievably terrible sins of Odezara. Because if a person's a Baal Gaiva, then there's no room for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He creates his own gods. It's a Godzilla. The Tzicha, Shvichas Damin. Esav is the master of the Tzicha and Shvichas Damin. Much more than the Arabs or Yishmael. Esav, this century, they killed well over 150 million people in one century. The Esav, between the Nazis and the Soviets, and everybody else in Europe involved in this war and that war. And America also did plenty with its atomic bombs. Esav, Edom, because we call the West Edom, has done more with Tzicha. The only reason he can do so much with Tzicha, kill other people, because if you don't think another person is worth anything, because I'm only into myself, so. You read sometimes the whole attitude. Like that. So in Mela, you have Yishmael Mitzad Yemin brings the Chatzim of Taiva, Gilarias, and Edom, Esau, Mitzad Smol, they bring the Averus of Gaiva, which means Avodah Zarah and Shechus Damin. Big three. Avodah Zarah, Gilarias, and Shechus Damin. Avodah Zarah and Shechus Damin is really the forte of Esav. Esav is Avodah Zarah and Shechus Damin. The Amalek, of course, from Esav is genocide, because they ran to some of them as genocide. And then on the other side, Avodah Gilarias is Yishmael, because it's the Sagimim. So now, this was the Shukhus, that they made such a Shukhus. Esav went and married Yishmael. So therefore, and then he said like this, he said that's why you find in the Mamba Bakama that which animal is considered to be the prime example of a mazik? Shah. The shah is the main mazik. But the shah is Esav. This is Esav when he comes into a mazik. It's a shah mazik. Shah is very proud, he said. Shah has gaiva. Shah is very, very proud because the gaiva, when it's in Esav, it becomes a mazik, does these kinds of avails. Okay, funny. That's why oppression of the poor, the downtrodden, all of this is done because people don't think that anybody else exists. Once in Epoch. I remember once I had a Talmud, Big Rachmanis. It was a Big Rachmanis. He was the son of a person who was worth many hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm not exaggerating, this was years ago. So, and the father wasn't religious. And the son became a Balshugan. And he came here to YU. And then once, he was a Talmud of mine, so I was speaking to him once. So he says, you know, I have to tell you that I drive with my father in the car. I have a face, a 25-foot Cadillac, whatever. And I drive in the car. My father tells me, see the things outside the window walking around? They're insects. They're not human beings. Human beings are sitting in the car. Those things out there are insects. You're supposed to drive over them and step on them. So he said, I was raised with that, so he wants me to look at other people and think of them as human beings. Because my father trained me that they're not people, they're insects. The Grachman is with the hundreds of millions of dollars for such a preparation. This is unfortunately, it was asked for the culture, that in order to be successive, step on everybody, when it means anything, you're the only one that counts. This is a cultural thing. This is the Kayach of Esau. It's a very, very deep thing. So he says, this has become Shar Mazik. And the Niel, yeah, actually, it's very nice. The Sefer B'Niel, Perek Zion, the fourth creature, there are four creatures that the Niel speaks about. These are the four creatures which are the four great empires of the world. And eventually, Daniel says, God will judge them and kill them, destroy all of them, and then the Jewish people will have their salvation. The holy Jews will be saved. This is Mashiach. So the final creature is the worst of all the creatures, the most terrifying of all the creatures, and very big, and a real monster, and it's basically an ox. Basically an ox, a gigantic ox. A gigantic ox. With teeth of iron and crunches, and steps with his 10 horns. And it's a whole a tremendous, a demonic ox. And this ox is Malchus Edom. It's Malchus Edom. This is the ox of Edom. Shrichut Domo. So this is the two kochos of Esau plus Yishmael together stand against Yaakov. The koach of Yishmael, which is the koach of Taiva, and the koach of Esau is the koach of Gaiva. Now, of course, whatever these cultures are doing themselves, but they're always, since we are exposed to that, so it's always tempting us to go this way or that way. We can go after the Taiva of Yishmael, or go after the Gaiva of Esau. It's something very tempting. It's always there. A national level for Am Yisrael, and also on a personal level for every single Jew is continuously confronted, especially this Man Hazeh. We don't have a ghetto, we're all mixed up with the Goyim, so it's communications and internet and movies and this, so it's always there being thrown at us, these two kochos. Now, as he says, there's a Gemara about the Zohar Da'afei. Yerchman says, Ashreichem Zorei I'll call mine Meshach Regal Shava Chumor. It says, the wonderful is the people who have to send, including the Jews, they have cows and donkeys, it says. So it says in the Drasha, Ashreim Yisrael, Jews ought to be praised, this man shall Oskin Betol, Begnulis Chesodin, Yitzram Masur B'yodom, Reinem Misum B'yad Yitzram. If they do Torah and Gnilas Chasadim, Am Yisrael, they're able to control their Yetzer. Torah and Gnilas Chasadim, the Medrash says, are the two methods in which we control our Yetzer around. So what is this? Why Dafka Torah and Gnilas Chasadim? So that we said, as Shem Yishmael explained, because they're really two basic or fundamental Yetzer around. From the right and from the left. From the right is the Klipa of the Chamor, the donkey, which is the Taiva, and from the left is the Klipa of the Shar of Gaiva. So in order to remove or to overcome these two Yitzhar Hara, we have to involve ourselves in two different activities, Torah and Gnilas Chasadim. By clinging to Torah, we remove from ourselves clinging to Taiva, to lust. The Rambam writes, a very important Rambam, at the end of Perich of Beis from Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Rambam discusses over there how can a person control his lusts for Gila Arayas, for sex, and so on, how do you control that? So he gives different things, he says. And then the last thing he says, Gedola, the greatest thing he says is to focus on Talmud Torah. Because if a person is, his mind is into Torah, then he will not have, he will not be interested in the taiva of Nushim. And the taiva of Nushim only comes when a person is not involved in Torah. Rambam writes, that he's a big scholar to sit and learn. So Talmud Torah is a big scholar against taiva in general, Chomer, and Gemilat Chasadim, he says, is the opposite of Shichas Damim, because Gemilat Chasadim means that I'm not into myself, I'm into helping other people. It don't mean if a guy has $100 million, he gives me a $5 donation. That's not called Gemilat Chasadim. Gemilat Chasadim means that if he has $100 and he gives me a $50 donation, that's Gemilat Chasadim. I'm talking about where you're doing something extraordinary. He goes to hospitals, his time, it's difficult. And he's most in nefesh for Gemilat Chasadim. So he's really giving of himself to others. The person who gives of himself to others, so this is a very big way of destroying one's gaiva, getting involved in other unfortunate people, really seeing how they live and how I can help them, what I have to do for them, and suffering. The real Gomel Chesed is also on an emotional level, is Imoy Mechi Betzala. He feels for the other person. He feels for the other person. Yeah. He said, I think it was it Shaul Salanta who said this? Shaul Salanta said that when a person gives tzedakah or does a chesed, so should his motivation be because it's a mitzvah? Or should his motivation be because the other person is suffering and he wants to help it to not suffer? You get that? Let's say it's not a mitzvah. So Shaul Salanta said, you should not do it because it's a mitzvah. You should do it because you can't stand the fact that another Jew is suffering. You want to help someone else out to suffer. That's the highest level of Gemilas Chesed. Not to say, I'm doing it because of a mitzvah. Even if it wasn't a mitzvah, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. So the main thing in Gemilas Chesed is to be Imar Inechi V'Tzala, like Hashem as well says, I'm with the Jew in their suffering. But as Baruch Hu suffers it, and Ram Bracha says, Bas Kol Yotze, 3 times a day, Oilei La'av, Sheheg Le'ezvanav, how terrible it is, I'm suffering with my children, because Baruch Hu cries with us for our suffering. So when a person sees someone else sick, so a person should be very upset, should really feel, to get back. The Gemara says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kolani Meirosh, I have a headache, because some Jew someplace has a headache, so I have a headache. Gemara says, we know that the Jew has his leg is hurting him, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my legs are hurting me. There were rebbes like that. The rebbes that bring, one of the Hasidim was sick, so they would become sick. There was such an identification between the rebbe and the chassid that if the chassid had a headache, the rebbe got a headache. Serious stories. They're true stories. So the real chassid is to be completely identified with the other person as if they're one, mamish one. So a mela, that's a bittle of the yesh. The real gomel chassid has no yesh, has no ego. He's not into himself at all. That's why that's the tikkun for Esav. The tikkun for Esav is Gemilas Chasadim. And so now how is this Shor and Chamor? How is this Shor and Chamor? Because Yosef is a Shor, and Yisachar is the Chamor. So he's like this. Just like you have Esav and Yishmael, Bashar and Chamor in the Klipa, on the bad side, you also have Bashar and Chamor in Kedusha. So why does it in the Klipa, it's a Gassus of Ruach, and why does it in Kedusha? So in Kedusha, we say Yosef is the Shar. Yosef is the Shar of Kedusha. Just like Esav is the Shar of Tumah. But Yosef is the Shor of Kedusha. Rashi says in this week's parasha that when Yosef was born, Yaakov says, I want to now go back to that son. I can face Esav. Once Yosef is here, Yosef is an Esh, and Lahava is a fire. Esav is a Kash, he's straw, and the fire will destroy the straw. So what does it mean? means what Esav is in Klipa, Yosef is Mahabdu and Kedusha. What is it? It's a certain pride, but not pride for oneself. It's a pride to do it for God is Hashem. What does it mean? It means like this. Yosef, the tzaddik, Yosef had the koach of Bechor Sholom, Hodolo. He had the glory of an axe. Yosef was always high. He was always high in Avodas Hashem. Yosef was not meek. In other words, in Avodas Hashem, sometimes you have a person's meek. It's afraid to do everything. Okay. But sometimes you have a person, Avodas Hashem, who's full of pride and energy and confidence that this is what you're supposed to do. And he leads. He's a leader in Avodas Hashem. He's an inspired person. This was Yosef. Yosef, whatever happened to Yosef, he never got depressed. Yosef was always up. He was always full of optimism and betachen. Otherwise, you can't imagine how you see how Yosef conducts himself when he's at the bottom of the bottom in Egypt. He's in the mamish, in the dungeons of Egypt, in the prisons and dungeons of Egypt. An average person would have been completely broken. I'm sure there were tortures going on over there, beatings. What was Egypt 4,000 years ago? It was way before the Torah was ever given. It was the dark, dark, dark ages. So I'm sure that it was terrible. And I hope that he had the habit of getting out of such a dungeon. But you see that in there, in the Beis Soar, he acts like a prince. Nice to the other inmates, tell me your problems, he gives them advice, he gives them encouragement, and he's not helpless or hopeless at all, not helpless or hopeless at all. No matter where he was, he had this pride of Kedusha. And Yosef, so Yosef has the koach of a shah, he has the koach of pride, in Kedusha, not in himself, but in what he stands for and what he does it with pride, with a feeling of confidence. And that's why Yosef is the great Gomel Chesed, the greatest Gomel Chesed, maybe in history or in Jewish history, was Yosef. Yosef who fed the whole world. Without Yosef, who knows, millions of people would have died. Yosef was the tremendous, biggest Baal Chesed. He figured out how to save millions of people. He didn't do this stam to get... He wasn't thinking to become the viceroy of Egypt. He wanted to push it help. His kavanah was to help all the poor people who wouldn't have any food. So he came up with the solution of the problem. That's why he was talking to Zohar, that Yosef was Mechalkel. It says in the Mashbir, Yosef gives food to every person in civilization. He's the greatest Gomel Chesed. He fed the whole world. Why has he come to this? Because he's the opposite of Esau. He's the koach of giving out, not for oneself, but to be completely dedicated to others, with the koach of the Shah. That's why he's also the Gemilas Chesavim. That's why Yosef has horns against the horns of Esau. Now, Yishmael, we said, was the Chamor, Chumlius. And he's the Chamor of Klipa. And he's full of Tigris. And what is the Chamor of Kedusha? It's Yisachar. Because Yisachar has a tremendous Tiber for Torah. There's one place that you're supposed to have an excessive lust, an excessive desire, without cruelty. And that's the lust to learn Torah. You're supposed to have a tremendous. That's the lust of Yisachar. To study Torah without any limits. The Yed Shichmo Lizbol, so he puts his shoulders to carry the whole of Torah. That's why he says like this. There's a famous Gemara, he says a very nice shot. He says, the famous Gemara says when it comes to Taivos, Haguf, there's a cloud. He says as follows. Gemara in the Dharma. So it's in Sukkah. Gemara says, Mazbio, Marivo. Marivo, Mazbio. Like this. When you want to deal with Tigris HaGuf, if you think you're going to, give in to the taiva, I'll have this pleasure, and if I'll have the pleasure, so then I'll be satisfied. You should know, no. If your masbil, your strategy is to give some severe to the taiva, not evil, the taiva will get more hungry. So as after a guy eats one piece of chocolate cake, he has a taiva for a second piece of chocolate cake. It doesn't that the taiva gets, it gets a second taiva for another piece of chocolate cake. Until Rishi Yesh Bamana, he made $100, so it's a Messiah, it's 200 shares of Messiah. It doesn't stop. You see that the richest people in the world are going ahead full blast to make more. They only have $10 million, so that guy has 50, okay, they make 50, make 50, Yen has 100, make 100. It doesn't stop. Because the type is, there's no such thing as being another mace, the Gemara says. The Chotzi Tavas of the other. If you starve your taiva, then masbiya. The person, and I'm talking about food so much because I happen to be on the diet. The person doesn't eat, he discovers that he has less of a desire to eat. It's interesting. The less you eat, the less you want to eat. I mean, for example, we take a Yom Kippur. So as the day goes on, you want to eat the most Yom Kippur night. Then as the day goes on and on, the more you're fasting, the less you want to eat. Because that's the idea of marivo masbio. The Gemara means also true about sex, that the people who, the Am Yisrael Kedoshim, they cut down, the Fasnida and other things. So you say people, let's say the teenagers or college men, the person is shomer negiya. So he has less of a taiva to get involved, chas v'shalom, with a girlfriend, and if a person chas v'shalom, nechshol and negiya, so he has a bigger taiva. That's what the Gemara says. If you must be or mariva, you give in, you get a bigger taiva. If you don't give in, you have less of a taiva. So this is a cloud in life, that you have to cut down as much as possible the taiva, not to give in. That's the way to actually reduce the taiva in the first place. So now, but in Torah and Chanami, if a person gives in to the taiva to learn Torah, there's a taiva to learn Torah, he enjoys it. If he gives in to it, then he realizes he enjoys it so much, he wants to learn even more. So the taiva for Torah also grows, just like the taiva chas v'shalom for bad things grows when a person gives in. The taiva for Torah, which is on the good side, grows if you give in to it. That's the koach of Torah. So therefore, this is the koach of Yisachar. This is the koach of Yisachar. So therefore, someone who's osek b'Torah b'gvilas chasadim, as the Mishnah says, the Medrash says, he is zoche for the nachla of Yosef and Yisachar. This is the shor and the chamor of Kedusha. And he throws away the shor and chamor of Klipa, which is the Yetzahara of Esav and Yishmor. So now we know why Yaakov sent this message to Esav. Vayihi shor v'chamor. He says, you're counting on the shor and the chamor of the Klipa, and I have the shor and the chamor of the Kedusha. I have Yosef and Yisachar. And when we have Yosef and Yisachar, there's no koach, not for Esav and not for Yishmael. And that's why he says that really Yaakov wanted to change Esav. Because he has a very big piece. Yaakov really wanted to make Esav a tzaddik. Esav had tremendous kochos hanefesh. And Yaakov is trying to convert Esav. Because the Medrash says that he sent him the messengers in order that he should be chozer v'tshuva. And in fact, there's a Rashi in this week's Parsha. It says on V'yishakeyu. So I think of Shem Baichoy says, Halacha hi b'yadua she'esav sones Yaakov ela she'kabbala b'yadenu she'ba'ota sha'a nichmu rachmav v'neshakal b'chol libo. Even though normally Esav hates Yaakov, but we know that in that moment Esav felt for Yaakov and kissed him in all his life, because this was the koach of Yaakov. Yaakov did a lot of work. He bowed down 7 times. So it has a very nice story. He says that the Gemara has a story in Brachas that they came to some big tzaddik came to a town, and they said, you know, it's very, and they tricked him. They said no one's going to let him sleep any place. They made him sleep in the base of Medrash. No one gave him a place to sleep. He had no place to sleep except in the shul. Why did that? Because there was a demon in the shul. The demon had seven heads. And people were afraid to go in. There was a big, like a dinosaur, a crocodile. So he was a tanin. There was seven heads. He was afraid to go in. So he was in the shul. So he was davening, and he bowed down seven times. Every time he bowed down in his davening, another head of the demon fell off. In the morning he was a little upset, but he said, listen, we know you're a big tzaddik, you could kill the demon, that's why you sent him to the shul. So the pshat is, this demon was really the demon of Esav, of Gaiva, the seven heads, because the seven heads are the seven levels of the klipa, just like the seven levels of Kedusha, 7 days of the week. Chesed, Yud, Tefes, Netzach, Hod, V'Sod, Malchus. There's also on the other side seven bad things. Zeh, Klaf, Ezeh. Esav is, Baruch Hashem, very well. He's an accomplished person. So he has all seven midos of the klipa rolled into one are by Esav. So these are the seven heads of the demon. Apparently, in that town, there's all kinds of avarice going on, whether it was taiva, gaiva, all kinds of things going on. So he needed this big tzaddik to destroy that yetzer hara for the seven demons. So when Yaakov Avinu, he says an unbelievable chant, he says, based on that Gemara, he says, when Yaakov Avinu bowed down, the Torah says he bowed down seven times to Esav. Every time he bowed down, it was really for a Kodesh Baruch. He was bowing down to Kodesh. He was davening the Kodesh Baruch who should bring Esav to Tshuva. Esav should do Tshuva. And in the Hanami, that second, when he finally met him, that moment Esav became a tzaddik. He kissed Yaakov b'chol, he was ready to accept Yaakov as the b'chor, and he would be his assistant. That's why he said, Erchol Negdech, I'll go with you. He wanted to be with Yaakov. But Yaakov wasn't so sure that Esav would stick. So he says, Lama, why? Are you sure you want to do it? Are you sure? And Esav thought, and he says, no, I don't want to do it. I go back to Seir. Yaakov, and this was Esav blew it, because had he stayed with Yaakov, Mashiach would have come. And this would be the Mashiach where the whole world would do tshuva. Because Esav is the Rosh of all the Goyim. Reish is Goyim and Molek. But unfortunately, they don't do tshuva. So Achriso had they obeyed. They will be destroyed. If Esav would have stuck with his tshuva that he had, it would have been Mashiach, the whole world would be Masukon, and all the Goyim would have become Avodim Hashem Yisbarach, would have been Mercy Mashiach. But unfortunately, it didn't stick. Yaakov even tried very hard in sacking Esav, and he almost succeeded. But the Gaiva of Esav didn't let him. The Gaiva came back. He didn't let Esav stay with Yaakov. He had to be on his own. He couldn't stick with Yaakov and the leaders. That was it. And so we have the Koach of Yisachar and Yosef. He says like this, finally finishing off, he says, Shabbos, because all of these drushes were said on Shabbos. He says, Shabbos has also these two Koachs. Shabbos on one side has the Koach of Yosef. Yosef, you know, it's Tulas Musaf. Yosef represents the Tfilah of Musa, the same word. And Shomer Shabbos is Yosef is called Shomer Abris. Yosef is able to keep the bris in Mitzrayim, in the most difficult of situations. So on Shomer Shabbos, keep Shabbos, even though it might be hard to close his business Friday afternoon after Rivi, but he's a Shomer Shabbos. He's careful of Shabbos. So it's the Koach of Yosef to say no to himself, to control it. It's not small and control the Shabbos Gaiva. Then Shabbos also has the Socha, the Shabbos that they dedicated to Torah. So they dedicated to Torah, and therefore it's Mevatel the Korach of Esau. And that's why it says like this: when you come into Shabbos, you say Shalom Aleichem, Malach Esher. So what is Malachim? You say Shalom Aleichem too. These are the Malachim which a person created during the week, during the 6 days of the week when he does Ma'aseh Tovim. And it's chassadim. Learns Torah is continuously making malachim. So every Friday night, all the malachim we create during the week come to be with him at the Shabbos table. The Shalom Aleichem, Malach HaShabbos, malachim that he created, because they come to be together with him, whether it's the malachim of Torah on the side of Yisachar, or the malachim of Ma'aseh Tovim and Chesed, which is the side of Yosef. So Shitaka Bizocha for a good Shabbos. And the Korach of Yosef, Korach of Yisachar, and the Bittel of the Klipa of Esav, Shmuel, that Klipa which is very strong. Nowadays we have a special obligation because we see that there's an alliance, which is a budding alliance between Malchus Edom, Malchus Yishmael against Am Yisrael. It's in the process of forming this. They're working together against Am Yisrael. So the Korach will be Mevatel Esav, and Yishmael is the Korach Torah. Torah is Mevatel the Korach of Esav, and Gemuras Chasadim is Mevatel the Korach of Yishmael. So Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. So that's how we have to do a lot of Torah, a lot of Gemilas Chasadim, and we'll have the Mashiach from Heaven, Mei Rachamim. Says Beis Halevi, says Hatileni no miyad achi miyad Esav, save me from my brother from Esav. So he says, why does it say double lashon miyad achi miyad Esav? He says whether he's noeg like achi or he's noeg like Esav, it's always dangerous. Because if it's Esav, it's very bad, he wants to kill me. And if it's Achi, he wants to pervert my values, my ideology. So it's bad both ways. So basically, you know, when they say peace, if they mean peace, not to kill us, it's very good. But they also mean Miad Achi, they mean that we should accept their values. And the values we know are going to be very bad for Am Yisrael. So it's a dangerous. Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. That's many know Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. So the best thing would be if they would forget about us. Make believe that we're Madagascar. Make believe that we're New Guinea. No one pays attention to these countries. Why is everyone paying attention to Israel? It's not a big country. It's a little thing. They pay too much attention to us. All right.